Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going deep on AI, and let me tell you, things are moving fast.
Really feels like the future's happening right now, doesn't it?
It does. So we've got this daily chronicle of all the big AI developments just from January 2nd, 2025, and even an app that says it can make learning AI fun.
I'm intrigued.
Let's jump right in. First up, Meta, you know, the Facebook people. They're going to introduce AI-driven personas.
Oh, I've heard about this. Like virtual influencers.
Exactly. They'll have their own profile picture, bio, you know, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
And they can create content.
So you're scrolling through your feed, and it's not just your friends, but also these AI personas.
Right. And they'd be tailored to your interests. So maybe you get restaurant recommendations.
Ah, from a foodie persona.
Or travel tips from some virtual travel blogger.
It's like having a personalized concierge right there in your Facebook feed.
Exactly.
But doesn't that raise some questions? I mean, how do we know if we're interacting with a real person online or or AI?
It definitely blurs the lines between reality and fabrication, especially since Meta's already working on text-to-video software.
Oh, wow.
I mean, think of the potential for misuse there.
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
Okay, let's switch gears to the job market. Our Chronicle says there's a huge surge in AI-related jobs.
It's a boom. Hiring is through the roof across a ton of industries.
Really?
And get this, a 428% increase in AI leadership roles since 2022.
428%? That's wild. So companies are taking AI seriously.
Oh, yeah. They need people to lead in this new era of intelligent technology.
Makes sense. It's not just about tech skills anymore,
you
right?
You know, you have to know how AI fits into business, how to manage AI teams, how to deal with the ethical side of it, the societal impact.
Right. And there's this term I keep seeing, generative AI.
Yeah.
It's in tons of job titles.
Oh, yeah. Generative AI. So it's all about using algorithms to create new content, you know, like text, images, even music.
Even code.
Yeah. It's one of the most exciting areas of AI. It's changing everything. Marketing, entertainment, even science. Imagine, like, generating product prototypes in seconds.
Or composing music with the help of AI.
Exactly.
Wow. Talk about creative disruption. Okay, so we've covered AI and social media and jobs. Now let's go to a place you might not expect. Art history.
Huh, that's an interesting combo.
Right. So researchers trained in AI to analyze the style of Raphael, the Renaissance painter.
Okay.
This used tons of his authenticated work, and the AI was 98% accurate in identifying a real Raphael.
98%? That's amazing. It's like an AI art detective.
It is. So they used it on a painting that was thought to be by Raphael, and guess what?
What?
Part of it, the face of St. Joseph, was probably done by someone else, maybe one of Raphael's students.
So AI is helping us rewrite art history. That's incredible. What other secrets are out there?
Who knows? But AI is not just about art.
Right.
The Chronicle mentions the IRS is using AI to, you know, fight tax fraud.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
They're probably a good thing for all of us honest taxpayers out there.
I'd say so. And then there's this company, Kobold Metals. They mine minerals that are important for green technology.
Oh, I've heard of them. Yeah.
They just got $537 million to improve their AI-driven mining.
Wow.
And then there's this Spanish research group. They're developing an AI-powered molecular lantern.
A molecular lantern? What's that?
It's for studying brain activity, but without being invasive.
That sounds amazing.
It is. I mean, it feels like AI is popping up everywhere you look.
It really does. It's touching every aspect of our lives. But, you know, there are downsides to everything.
Of course, yeah. We can't just ignore the risks.
Like this New Year's Eve fireworks hoax.
What hoax?
Thousands of people were tricked by fake videos and content online, all made by AI.
AI-generated fireworks? How is that even possible?
Well, now with generative AI, it's getting easier to make really realistic fakes. The videos look completely real.
That's scary, so we can't even trust what we see online anymore.
It's a big problem. We urgently need ways to tell the difference between real and AI-generated content. If they can fake fireworks, what about, like, news footage? Political speeches.
Right. It's like those AI personas we talked about.
Cool.
What's to stop someone from making fake personalities to spread misinformation?
Exactly. And speaking of safeguards, OpenAI missed their deadline to release the Media Manager tool. It was supposed to give creators control over their content being used in AI training.
Oh, I read about that.
But now it's delayed. So.
Yeah. So much potential with AI, but also so much to worry about. It feels like we're at a crossroads.
We need to figure out the ethical side of all this, make sure AI is used responsibly.
Absolutely. We've covered so much in this first part of our AI deep dive.
Yeah.
From social media to jobs to art history.
Yeah.
And we've just scratched the surface of both the amazing potential and the potential dangers.
But before we go any further, let's look closer at this AI and Machine Learning for Dummies app.
Oh yeah, good idea. It sounds like a great way to learn more about AI. They've got coding exercises, visualizations, real-world examples, even a forum to connect with other learners.
The interactive simulations sound really interesting. It's one thing to read about algorithms, but seeing them in action is completely different.
And they've made it fun with leaderboards and badges, like a game.
It's a smart way to learn. Making it enjoyable keeps people engaged, especially with something as complex as AI. And that community forum, it's like a study group right there in your pocket.
Okay, so we've talked about AI's potential to change everything, from our social media feeds to the art world.
Uh-huh.
And we've touched on some of the ethical issues we need to think about.
We have a lot to think about.
We also saw how the job market's being reshaped. Tons of demand for people who understand AI.
Right.
So what's next? Will AI keep advancing this fast? Will it become even more integrated into our lives?
Good questions.
And how do we make sure that AI is developed and used responsibly, ethically?
That's the million-dollar question.
Stay tuned for part two of our deep dive, where we'll go even deeper into the world of AI. We'll break down some key concepts, examine the potential benefits and risks, and leave you with some thought-provoking questions to consider. See you soon. Welcome back to our AI deep dive. Before we get back to those amazing news stories from January 2nd, 2025, let's talk more about this AI and Machine Learning for Dummies app.
It's a great way to, you know, understand those core AI concepts. We talk about AI's impact on everything, but do we really get what's going on behind the scenes?
Right. This app sounds like a fun way to learn how it all works. I saw they mentioned coding exercises.
Yeah, hands-on experience is so important. It's one thing to read about neural networks.
Uh-huh.
It's another to actually build one yourself. Even if it's a simple one, it gives you a whole new perspective.
I get it. Like the difference between reading a cookbook and actually baking a cake.
Exactly.
And they have those interactive simulations too.
Those are great. You can change the settings, you know, see how the AI reacts right away, really get a feel for how the different algorithms work.
And it makes learning more fun, which is always good.
Oh, yeah. They even have leaderboards and badges. Like, it's a game.
Exactly. It's a smart way to keep people engaged, especially with something as, well, complex as AI.
It can be intimidating.
And then there's that community forum.
Right. It's like a study group, but you can access it anytime, ask questions, share ideas, all that.
A study group in your pocket. I like that. Okay. Back to our January 2nd chronicle. Let's talk about something that could completely change AI technology as we know it.
You mean the breakthrough in silicon photonics?
Yes.
Oh, this is massive. Think of it like this. AI is a brain, right? And data is its blood supply. Our brains use neurons to send information. AI needs a way to move huge amounts of data around.
And that's been done with copper. But copper has limits when it comes to speed.
And heat.
Right. But this new silicon photonics thing, it uses light instead of electricity.
Way faster.
Like switching from dial-up to fiber optic internet. Faster data means faster processing, better AI models, quicker training times.
More powerful AI, more efficient AI. This could be revolutionary.
It could. The Chronicle mentioned TSMC, the chip maker, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've reached a milestone in integrating something called co-packaged optics, or CPO, with their chips.
Huge step. They're basically putting the lasers and other tiny parts needed for optical data transmission right next to the processing chips.
Wow.
Makes silicon photonics practical for AI hardware.
So it's not just an idea anymore.
It's happening.
That's incredible. And big companies like Broadcom and NVIDIA are already interested in using this?
NVIDIA even plans to use CPO in their GB300 chips by 2025.
Wow. So this is something to watch. A breakthrough in chip manufacturing could actually lead to AI advancements we can't even imagine yet.
It's all connected. Technology keeps surprising us. That's why it's so important to stay curious and keep learning about new developments in different areas. You never know what's going to spark the next big change or how it's going to affect AI.
Absolutely. Speaking of those breakthroughs, what about AI in healthcare? The Chronicle highlighted some promising developments, like an AI-powered molecular lantern that can be used to study brain activity.
Yeah, the molecular lantern. Researchers at the CSC in Spain developed it. It's a pretty amazing innovation. It uses nanoparticles.
Why nanoparticle?
Tiny, tiny particles that glow when they detect specific molecules in the brain.
Oh, wow.
And by looking at those glowing patterns, scientists can learn about brain activity without having to do surgery or anything invasive.
So we can see what's happening in the brain without opening it up.
Exactly. We can study how brain cells communicate, which parts of the brain are active during certain tasks, even how diseases like Alzheimer's affect brain function. It could revolutionize our understanding of the brain, lead to new treatments.
Wow, that's incredible. AI is helping us tackle some of the toughest problems we face. But of course, there are always two sides to the coin.
Of course. We have to remember the potential risks, too. And one of the biggest ones with AI in healthcare is bias.
Bias. How can an AI be biased?
Well, AI systems learn from data, right? And if that data reflects biases that already exist in society, the AI can end up making biased decisions.
I see what you mean.
Like, imagine an AI system that's used to diagnose diseases. If it was mostly trained on data from, say, one ethnic group, it might not be as accurate when diagnosing people from other ethnic groups.
That's a scary thought. So it's not the AI itself that's biased, it's the data it learns from.
Right. That's why it's crucial to make sure the data used to train AI, especially in healthcare, is diverse and reflects the whole population. We have to be really careful about identifying and fixing bias in these systems, especially when they're making decisions that can really affect people's lives.
It's a good reminder that AI is a tool. It can be used for good or bad.
Absolutely.
Depends on us. But let's move on to something a little lighter. Mm-hmm. What about AI and entertainment?
Oh, AI is making a big impact in Hollywood. And I'm not just talking about special effects.
Really?
Yeah, it's being used to write scripts, compose music, even create virtual actors.
Virtual actors? You mean like digital characters that can perform in movies?
Exactly. They're getting incredibly lifelike, and they have some advantages. They never get tired, they never complain, and they don't need a fancy trailer.
Sounds like every director's dream. But what about human actors? Are they worried about losing their jobs to AI?
It's a hot topic. Some actors see it as a threat, others see it as an opportunity. Some actors are even using AI to create digital versions of themselves so they can keep performing even after they retire.
So maybe it's not about replacing actors, but adding new possibilities to storytelling, like a new set of tools for filmmakers.
I think so. And AI can make entertainment more personal. Think about streaming services. They use AI to recommend movies and shows based on what you've watched before, and some companies are even making AI that can create custom video games just for you, based on your likes and dislikes.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. A game where the story changes depending on what you do, and the characters react to you in real time. It would be like living in your own movie.
Exactly. AI in entertainment is a rapidly growing field. Personalized recommendations, virtual actors, AI-generated stories, the possibilities are endless. But let's not forget that AI can also make a real difference in the world.
Right. The Chronicle had that story about cobalt metals using AI to find those critical minerals that are used in green technologies.
Right. Using AI to help us move towards a more sustainable future.
It's good to see AI being used for good, not just for profit or entertainment.
I agree. There are so many examples of AI being used to solve real problems, developing new medicines, improving farming practices to fight climate change. The list goes on.
It's encouraging. But we still can't forget about the potential for misuse.
True. We have to be cautious. Any technology this powerful could be used for the wrong reasons. That's why it's so important to have ethical guidelines, rules, regulations to make sure it's developed and used responsibly.
Okay, so in this part of our deep dive, we've seen how AI is impacting everything from healthcare and entertainment to the very hardware that makes it all possible. We've talked about the amazing potential, but also the potential risks.
And the need to be aware of those risks.
Definitely. We also touched on understanding the basic ideas behind AI. Resources like the AI and Machine Learning for Dummies app can help people go deeper if they're interested.
It's a great starting point.
It is. But there's one more story from our January 2nd Chronicle that I think we should discuss.
Okay.
It's a story that shows how AI can be used not just to solve problems, but to create something beautiful.
You mean the AI that composed a symphony?
Yeah. It really pushes the boundaries of what we think AI can do. What did you think when you heard about it?
I was skeptical at first. Can a machine really create something as beautiful and moving as a symphony? But then I listened to it. It was incredible. It completely changed my mind about what AI is capable of.
I have the same reaction. It was unexpected, original, full of emotion. It really makes you wonder, if AI can compose music like that, what else can it do? Write a novel, paint a masterpiece, design a building?
The possibilities seem limitless. That's what makes this field so exciting. We're just starting to understand what AI can do. It's like we're at the beginning of a new era where machines can not only think, but create.
It's a bit scary, but also inspiring. It makes you want to learn more, explore more, push the boundaries of what's possible. But let's not get carried away with our futuristic fantasies.
Right, let's come back to the present.
We've covered so much ground, from the technical stuff like silicon photonics to AI in healthcare and the ethics of it all to AI-generated music. And in the final part of our deep dive, we'll step back and look at the big picture.
We'll explore how AI affects society as a whole, discuss the potential benefits and the risks, and leave you with some questions to think about as you navigate this ever-changing landscape.
Stay tuned for part three, where we'll wrap up our AI deep dive and explore the future of this incredible technology. Welcome back to our AI deep dive. It's amazing to think we've explored so much, from AI personas to AI composing symphonies.
It has been quite a journey. As we wrap up, I think it's important to, zoom out and think about the big picture. AI is evolving so rapidly, and its impact on society is, well, it's only going to get bigger.
You're right. We've seen how AI can solve problems, even create beautiful things, and it can enhance what humans can do. But we've also talked about the potential downsides, like bias in algorithms and misinformation spreading.
Exactly. AI is a tool, a powerful one. And like any tool, it can be used in good ways or bad ways. It's up to us as a society to make sure AI is developed and used to benefit everyone.
Okay, so how do we do that? Where do we even start?
Well, education is essential, don't you think? The more people understand AI, how it works, what it can do, the better choices we'll make about how to develop and use it.
That makes sense. We're going to be living in a world more and more shaped by AI, so we need to understand it, the technical side and the ethics too. But is education enough? Don't we need rules like regulations and guidelines to make sure AI is used responsibly?
Absolutely. Things like data privacy, transparency in algorithms, and being accountable when AI systems make decisions that affect people's lives.
And who should be in charge of creating those rules? The government? Or should the tech industry police itself?
That's a tough question. There's no easy answer. It's probably going to take collaboration. Governments, industry leaders, researchers, ethicists, they all need to work together.
Sounds like we need to tackle this from all angles, the technical, the ethical, and the societal. But beyond rules and regulations, shouldn't we be having a wider conversation about AI? As a society, I mean.
Definitely. We need open, honest discussions about what AI could bring, the good and the bad. And those discussions need to involve everyone, not just the tech experts or the politicians.
We all need to work together to make sure this AI-powered future is good for everyone and that it's fair. But let's step back even further for a moment. We've talked a lot about the practical uses of AI, but what about the deeper questions? Philosophical ones, I mean. Doesn't AI make us rethink what it means to be human?
It does. If machines can think, learn, even create, what does that say about us? About what makes us unique? What about our purpose, our sense of meaning? If machines can do the things we thought only humans could do?
Those are big questions. I don't think we have all the answers yet, but we need to keep asking them. AI is making us confront some fundamental things about ourselves, our place in the universe, even the nature of consciousness.
And that's a good thing. It forces us to think critically about what it means to be human in this century. AI challenges our ideas, pushes us to evolve our thinking.
It can be unsettling, but also exciting. It feels like we're on the verge of a huge transformation, something that could change the world completely.
And it's up to all of us to decide what that future will look like. We can be afraid of AI, or we can embrace its possibilities while understanding the risks. We can be passive and watch it happen. Or we can be active and help shape this AI-powered future.
So what should our listeners take away from all this? What do we want them to think about after they finish this deep dive?
I think the most important thing is to stay curious, stay informed, stay involved. The future of AI is being shaped right now, and everyone has a part to play in making it what we want it to be.
That's a great way to put it. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. It's been an incredible journey. Until next time, stay curious.